learning the fifth parak in Perkei Avos. We're up to Mishnah He, which continues to discuss things in groups of 10. Asar Nisim Nasu Avosenu Beveis HaMikdash. It's appropriate during this week. We'll be learning a little about the Mishkan in tomorrow's Torah reading. So we're going to learn about 10 of the miracles that occurred to our forefathers in the Beis HaMikdash. What were they? First of all, Lo Hapila Isha Marech Basar HaKodesh. The Gemara in Yoma tells us that it is potentially dangerous for a woman who smells an aroma while she is pregnant, and for her not to eat that food. If she has a desire to consume a certain food, then we have to give it to her. It doesn't matter what the food is. Even, says the Gemara, if it may be something which is an iser, something which is forbidden to be eaten. And therefore, because we're dealing possibly with pikuach nefesh, life-threatening. So therefore, when a woman would come toward the Beis HaMikdash and smell this wonderful aroma of this barbecue, of different sacrifices, we would have no choice but to provide it for her, which would cause major problems by giving her different karbonos, which she would not be entitled to. That never happened. That any woman ever requested it, that's a miracle. V'lo hasriach bosar hakodesh mi'olam. Even though when it comes to certain karbonos, as we say before, by brachos, during karbonos, that kachim kalim can be eaten even for the amount of time of 2 days and a night, and as we know in Yerushalayim, it can get pretty hot in the summer, so you would think that it would be natural that that meat, without proper refrigeration, is going to spoil or smell putrid, not smell well, and that never happened. V'niro zvul beveis hamitvachim. Even though it's a slaughterhouse where there's blood and you can imagine it would attract flies, that's not something in which ever occurred. And the Gemara Brachos tells us that if you have a guest, you can tell if it's an Ish Kadosh, a holy person, if there's no flies that circulate around that person. Also, it probably means they're clean. V'lo'era kari l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. When it comes to a kohen gadol, they cannot be tamei. If they are, then they would not be able to do the service on Yom Kippur. This never happened that a kohen gadol became tamei on Yom Kippur. And for those that study the Mishnayos and Yoma, it shows an extensive process to ensure that he doesn't go to sleep and all the different things that he has to do the night before his big day of Yom Kippur. V'lo'kibu gishamim eish shel atzei hamaracha. That even though the mizbeach hachitzon was on the outside, unlike the other one which is in the Kodesh, which we'll be reading about tomorrow, so you would think since it's exposed to the elements that if it rained that it would extinguish the fire. It never happened. That the pillar of smoke would go straight up and no wind would cause it to move. It would not end up blowing around, but rather it was always a nice straight pillar. We don't find any issues that ever happen with these different services. The omer, which is brought from barley on the beginning of Pesach, which has to already be harvested the night before, so there was nothing wrong, never an issue with that barley, it never became invalidated, or the Shtei Lechem, which is on Shavuos, which we go from barley to wheat, and that situation also, it never an issue with those breads. V'lechem apanim, the showbreads, which are put on the Shulchan on Friday, and they also remained fresh and warm all week. Omdim safufim, mishtachim, revachim, that even though people would be crushed together in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would come down to bowing to Hashem, there were vachim, there was plenty of space. There was never any fatalities or any real damage at all when it came to snakes and scorpions in Yerushalayim. And finally, the Mishnah says, no one ever said, Sarli hamakom she'olam b'Yerushalayim. That it's actually even a miracle to be able to say that the Bnei Yisrael were able to find space, that they never said that there was not enough space for you to be able to sleep in Yerushalayim, even though during the Shal Shergolim, everyone was going there. There was always a space for everyone there.